All right, I am not sure if I'm supposed to be mad or not. No, I am positive. I am supposed to be mad. At some point, like, I don't want to give Mark Cuban too much credit, but was it Cuban who said eventually hogs get slaughtered about the NFL creeping too far into every day and expanding too much? 3 games on Christmas Day, Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. Is that what I'm to believe?
Yeah, and I mean, aside from the fact that Roger Goodell is really just rubbing it in Jesus' face, it is like, and I know that nobody cares about my frustrations as an NFL writer,
right?
Who's forced to work on Chris, oh, the poor NFL writer hasn't watched 3 games of podcasts. But like, I don't know, man. At one point, the NFL operated in a fashion that if Christmas landed on a Sunday, you know, they would have, or let's say Christmas is on a Monday, they would have the majority of their games on Christmas Eve.
Right.
You wouldn't do the night game, and then you would have, you know, maybe a couple of games on Monday on Christmas
right.
Day.
Right. That's happened twice.
Doubleheader Monday Night Football, you know, if Christmas is on a Sunday, and just rotates through like it does with the calendar. I understand why they want to take more eyeballs. I mean, they did this on, they took Thursday from college football. Why are we surprised that they're trying to take Christmas
completely
from both Jesus and Adam Silver, right? Like, it's not surprising at all. But to me, it's just, I know nobody cares about me having to work. People love watching football. It is a fun football family. I mean, I go by this, Adam, is like, my mom gets infuriated at the idea that the NFL is trying to just squeeze this last drop of attention from the country as if we didn't already pay enough attention to the NFL. Now, right. Having said all that, if I'm not forced to podcast at night and I can sit around with my family and, you know, and imbibe in some of Bob Brinson's delightful Christmas wine, and I don't have to work, I can see myself enjoying watching some NFL games on Christmas Day and celebrating the fantasy, you know, the fantasy football. It's like the finals, all of that. But to me, it's not even so much like the, you know, the hog, pigs get to eat, hogs get slaughtered, or whatever the line is that Cuban said. And it's more about just like, really, like, you had to set that in stone. Like, Thanksgiving wasn't enough. Thursday, Sunday, a bunch, occasionally Saturdays, and every Monday wasn't enough. You have to have Christmas too. Like, let Jesus have a little something, Roger.
Hey, maybe Jesus wants to watch the Lakers and, I don't know, Celtics. I have no idea who's going to be on Christmas Day. But yeah, that thing just bothered me. All right, so this is sort of, Will Brinson is joining us here. He's the one who said, leave Jesus alone. So Robert Irsay came out, I guess this is a couple of days after it was floated. Jim Irsay. Robert Irsay has said nothing. R.I.P. Robert Irsay.
Sometimes Jim Irsay would say a little bit less as well.
there's some truth to that. So it's a couple of days after the story came out that Washington was interested in seeing if Andrew Luck would come out of retirement. Now Jim Irsay he came out yesterday and said, Dave, if anything like that happens, it's tampering and blah, blah, blah. And he is correct. Now he's getting the NFL to investigate this. So was there more to this story than just the speculation that Washington would have been interested? Have there been other inquiries, you think, as to the availability of an Andrew Luck who has not played now in, 4 years? And I mean, he left the game. He was still playing at a high level. He just couldn't stay healthy.
Well, and you know, you mentioned couldn't stay healthy. I mean, that's sort of the crux of it for me. It's like, hey, Jimbo, you know, maybe focus a little bit more on cleaning up your covers of the band, which, by the way, you're going straight to music hell for, Mr. Irsay. I mean, just wailing cats trying to do, you know, the wait. I mean, this is brutal. The Jim Irsay band that hangs around Indianapolis and plays. Don't listen to it if you value your eardrums.
What's better, the Jim Irsay band or the James Dolan band?
Irsay's better than Dolan. I'll give it that.
Okay. I don't know.
But like Brady Quinn and I like to joke about, like, Irsay's always, like, wearing a cowboy hat leaned up against an oak tree with a guitar in his hand for these non-album covers.
James Dolan, who owns the Knicks and the Rangers, has his own little blues band. Yeah, he's also terrible.
Yeah, I mean, what a shock. Rich guy who's like fancies himself a musician isn't good at music. I think Ursay, I mean, to me the whole thing is like, he's not coming back. Like, what are you trying to get from Washington here? They called him. He's not coming back. If he comes back, he's under contract with the Colts. And the reason he's not coming back and the reason he retired from football, something he was passionately devoted to and loved playing, is because this clown show of an organization put Ryan Grigson in charge of surrounding him with talent, and they basically let Ursay Luck get battered and beaten to death to the point that he walked away in the middle of his prime from hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, it takes a lot for an NFL quarterback, and it's not like Andrew Luck didn't love the game. You know,
right.
What you want about his intellectual interest aside, he was looking out for his future, and he realized so to me, it's like, dude, just let it go. Luck was never coming back to that team. But yeah, technically, I mean, I guess it would be tampering if Washington tried to do that. I think it's actually kind of a rehashed story. I don't know if the Luck thing is from last year as well. But if you read the John Kine piece that it's coming from at ESPN, essentially they did the same thing last year. They called every team in the NFL that they thought might be interested in dealing their primary quarterback in their roster. I don't know if they called Luck last year. I can't be 100% on that, but wouldn't surprise me if they did. And they eventually settled on Carson Wentz. And so I think the genesis of the piece is that they did the same thing this year in terms of trying to say, all right, let's go and explore every possible option to try and figure out our quarterback situation. And honestly, people are making a big deal out of this Washington thing. I know around here, there are going to be differing opinions about the likely starter. I don't know if he's even the incumbent technically, but they really like Sam Howell. And there was a time when Sam Howell was a surefire top five pick,
mm-hmm.
and then he became a fifth round pick. And the Washington football team, or the Commanders, Commodores, whatever you want to call them, view him as a guy that is really more like a second round pick. Where, think about last year. If Wentz is a fifth round pick and they trade a first to get Sam Howell, Sam Howell's starting week one. The quarterback depth chart very often follows the money.
Yeah.
And I think in this particular case, people are undervaluing Sam Howell because of where he was drafted.
Yeah, I hope they do like him. I'd love to see Sam Howell get a crack, and they know they have Jacoby Brissett waiting in the wings just in case. All right, two more quick things for Will Brinson. The NFL schedule is scheduled to come out on Thursday. There's some question as to whether or not that's going to happen. My guess is that it will. How many times will we see the New York Jets in prime time?
Well, you can only have five primetime games, so the answer is five.
That's it? You can only have five primetime games?
Five is the maximum number of primetime games. I am like 99% sure. We'll have a schedule release recap podcast that we're doing. John Breach is – there are many weird things that John Breach does, including loving special teams and kickers. But, man, he is freaking awesome at breaking down the schedule and finding bizarre twists and kooky things about the schedule. I'm like 99% sure five is the max, and you can lock in the Jets for five. I mean, just even if you take the worst team in their division, the friggin' Patriots, right? You're getting Aaron Rodgers against Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's a premium Thursday night game for both of those teams. If you want to do that, you have the Bills, of course, who are a top tier team. The Dolphins are certainly a team that people are intrigued by. Even if we have concerns about two in the offensive line. So right there, you have three in the division that I would expect that you see in prime time. And then just sort of looking through it, if you have the Cowboys.
I am Jets,
totally,
Cowboys.
Totally spitball. Yeah, Jets, Cowboys. I mean, dude.
Thanksgiving Day.
That actually makes a lot of sense, honestly. That would not be surprising at all. You will see five Jets primetime games for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know, do national afternoon games count? Does Thanksgiving Day, does the 4:30 game Christmas Day, does that count as a primetime game? Because if it doesn't, then you might see the Jets seven times. They are going to milk every last bit out of Aaron Rodgers.
I want to say it does. And by the way, if you really like Schadenfreude, root for the Packers and the Jets to finish in the same place in their respective divisions, which would mean they play each other next year. Presumably, Aaron Rodgers is going to play 2 years based on the way that trade went down. Good read from Albert Breer, too, at themmqb.com, sort of detailing how they got to the exact exchange for Rodgers.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. All right, final thing. And this is just kind of a thing that I was curious about. First coach to get sacked in the NFL this year, Will Brinson will be.
Oh, sheesh. did you have odds? Did you see?
I do not have odds. And to be honest, I think there's only one choice among teams that are, and I'm looking at teams that are theoretically contenders, but might have struggles.
We're at this point where we're almost, I keep saying this every year, it's like we're kind of saturated with these, you know, recently hired coaches. Certainly
right.
We can't have that many firings, and every year there's like seven. since I'm not prepared for this question, because I don't have my laptop and the standings open in front of me, I'm going to give you a potential stunner.
Okay.
For first coach. Now, first coach to, this is not fired, is it? Fired is tricky, right? Check your sports book, because I don't think it's insane to suggest that the New England Patriots start out very poorly. There's infighting between Mac Jones and Bill Belichick, and then Belichick says, I'm out. Like, I don't think that's crazy.
Wow. That would be a stunner.
Now, again, turbo hot take. Don't think it's happening. Belichick is not the type of dude who would quit on anything. I'm just saying, like, you know, you start to sort of run through the divisions, and it's pretty hard to find a case for firing somebody in season unless there's just a surprisingly bad start. Every year we talk about the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening. Washington's going through a sale. Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles probably makes a lot of sense.
If okay.
The Buccaneers are just absolutely terrible.
That does make sense. I also think Brandon Staley makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. If Justin Herbert's taking a ton of sacks, or the Kellen Moore offense isn't working, you could certainly see that happening. And now, too, with the Chargers, the specter of Sean Payton is gone, which makes it more likely that Tom Telesco would move on from Brandon Staley in an expedient fashion versus moving on from him and worrying about, you know, Sean Payton coming in and wanting his own GM or his own personnel guys.
Will Brinson, you're a gentleman. Appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk to you very soon.
Anytime, man. And go Kings.
You got
four. Why not again?
Yeah, let's win game four and then win game five, and then I get like a week off.
Let Adam rest.
Exactly. Thank you.
Many days off.
We were trying to calculate it in the commercial break.
Yeah.
I mean, we could be talking about almost a week.
Wow. What would you do with
what
all of that?
What will I do?
I know.
Mostly Mo, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'd love to be. See, Jim Harbaugh loves mowing his lawn.
It's the simple things.
It is the simple things in life. It brings you closer to the earth.
It does.
And that's what we're trying to do.